joy to be in the house of the Lord. Hallelujah. Everybody say, and God has a plan. Yes, he does. God has a plan. And we're starting off this series this morning, January 1st, 2023. God has a plan for us. And I just want to say, tag your it. Because daily we give thanksgiving, appreciation, and gratitude to our Father, the Lord Jesus Christ, for all he does and all he will do. Amen. So this morning, as we get started, let us just pray this morning. Lord, we thank you for this day that you have made. We are so glad to rejoice and to be glad in it. And because of who you are, because you are our good, good Father, we can start not just this year, but every day, every moment, knowing that you really do have a plan for us, that you have a destination for us, that you inspire us, encourage us, give us that tenacity and determination to keep going because you have a plan and a dream. And because you do, so do we. For it is in your name we pray. Amen. Amen. So I am going to just say thank the Lord one more time, and I'm going to go on into the scripture this morning. Amen. And I have two scriptures. That seems to be the pattern we're taking these days. And so the scripture we have this morning is coming from Philippians 1:6. Philippians 1:6. And it says this: being confident in this very thing, that he who begun a good work in you will perform it until the day of Jesus Christ. Amen. Somebody say, he will perform it. He will perform it. And our focus scripture comes from Proverbs 3:5, another familiar one. Trust in the Lord with all your heart. Lean not to your own understanding. In all your ways, acknowledge him, and he will direct your path. Amen. And even we're starting with the new year, so rather than continue in our segment, because it's a new year, we are starting over fresh with part one, okay? So this is our part one, and this is who we are. So repeat after me. We are spiritual beings who are having a human experience. I'm going to say it again. We are spiritual beings who are one with Christ, having a human experience. Do y'all believe that this morning? And our thought for today is this: God has a plan for me in 2023. So shout it back if you believe it. God has a plan for me in 2023. That's what we're talking about this morning. And those 3Ds of God's plan, calling it God's plan in 3D. And God's plan in 3D is God's destination, God's determination, and God's dream for us. So what does it mean for us? Well, how do we define destination? A destination is the place to which someone or something is going. That thing is being sent. It's the end game, and that's the location of our journey. Somebody say the end game. Our destination is the end game. And the destination scripture that we have for us comes from Jeremiah 29:11. Jeremiah 29 says, "For I know the plans I have for you, declares the Lord. Plans to prosper you and not harm you. Plans to give you a hope and a future. Somebody say, God's plan. God's plan. God's destination is God's place to which we are going. This is the place where God is sending us. But not only that, it is God's end game for us. And it's our location in our journey. Now, this is the fun part about this destination. It says, I know the plans. Look at somebody and say, God knows the plan. I know sometimes we live in a society, in a place and time where we feel like we have to know. We have to know where we're going. We got to know what we're doing. Some people have a 5-year plan, a 10-year plan. They have a plan. That's all well and good. But I want to encourage those who do not feel like, or they don't seem to know where they're going, and they feel kind of stuck. But for you today, I want you to hear what God is saying. If you feel confused, if you feel conflicted, you feel stuck, just remind yourself, God has a plan. Scream it back for me. God has a plan. That's right. And he tells us so in Jeremiah 29 and 11. He has a plan and you can trust it. The next one is dreams. In dreams, God has a dream for us, believe it or not. And a dream is a series of thoughts. These are images. These are sensations that happen while we can be asleep or while we're awake. Our dreams are those cherished aspirations, those ambitions, those ideas and goals. It's an intent or a desire. Somebody say dreams. Let's do it in our Martin Luther King voice. I have a dream. Do you have a dream this morning? God has a dream. How do we know it? In Job, listen to Job 33, verse 15. Somebody say Job 33:15. And it says, in a dream, in a vision of the night, when deep sleep falls upon people while slumbering on their beds, then, somebody scream, then he will open the ears of them and seal their instruction. When did he say he was going to do it? In a dream, in a vision, when we fall into a deep sleep. So if you are feeling kind of out of sorts, kind of destinationless, talk to God about it and ask him, please show me in a dream. And remember, we also have those visions. Remember that it says in Habakkuk, write the vision and make it plain. Write it upon the tables that he may run that reads it. Somebody say, write the vision. That's right, write the vision. See, writing the vision down helps us to remember what the vision is. And it also gives us a big picture, and it gives us a view to keep in front of us as God's plan unfolds, is revealed, and it is shown to us. And we sometimes have to write it down so we can just keep track, so we won't forget. God doesn't forget, but sometimes we forget. Amen. Somebody say, I'm living on Dream Avenue and Vision Street. How many of you want to live on Dream Avenue and Vision Street this morning? That's because when we know who has those three D's in place for us, though we may not be able to see it or feel it, we know that God does have a plan. Holler back at me one time. God's plan. And God's plan for us is filled with determination. And determination means that firmness of purpose. It's that resoluteness. It's that unflinching focus. It's that boldness. It's that bravery, that determination that we have to keep going. Now, sometime fear will come upon us. And so we have to ask the question, is fear preventing you from claiming what's yours? Oh, ask somebody, is fear preventing you from claiming what's yours? Okay? And this is what we in 2023 want to know. It's time for us to enter our promised land. Somebody say, enter your promised land. I'm entering my promised land. All right. How do we know? Let's check out Joshua 1 and 9. Joshua 1 and 9 says, have I not commanded you to be strong and courageous? Do not be afraid. Do not be discouraged. For the Lord your God will be with you wherever you go. Somebody says, don't be afraid. Determination. You know, Joyce Meyer has this little pamphlet, a little small book called Do It Afraid. Sometimes we have to do things afraid because sometimes we may tell somebody our idea, our dream, and they just capitalize on our fear, saying, really, are you sure you should do that? You know, are you sure God has that for you? So guard your dream with all diligence. Because sometimes the insecurity, doubts, and fears of others can be placed on you. So we have to have a firmness of purpose. We have to have boldness and bravery according to Joshua. And this is something else we have to remember too. I have the verse to go with this. And because this is God's plan, and God's plan is seated in Jeremiah 29 and 11, because he's told us this. That's why Psalm 37 says, trust in the Lord with all your heart, and he will give you the desires of your heart. Somebody says, he will give you the desires of your heart. Say it after me. God will give me the desires of my heart. See, I used to think I was having just a good idea. You know, I thought that, oh, yeah. But this scripture right here helped me to understand, oh, my goodness. We're going to have to go back to Jeremiah again. He says, my thoughts are above your thoughts. My ways are above your ways. And he have ways that we know not of. That's why he gives us the desire of your heart. So you're thinking about writing a book, starting a business, going back to school. You have some endeavor and you're like, eh. Or maybe you remember from when you were younger back in the day and you're thinking about this. And every now and then this idea pops back in your mind here and there. I'm here to let you know today that it is God who is giving you that desire. And it's there for a reason. Now, here's my next favorite scripture, Matthew 11 and 30. Y'all know what that is. Brother, you know where I'm going with Matthew 11, 30. Take my yoke upon you. And learn of me, for my yoke is, y'all got to say it louder than that. My yoke is, and my burden is light. I have the scripture reference for you. I've been saying it, but I have not given y'all the address, location, and point. It is Matthew 11:29 and 30, to be specific. Look at somebody and say, it really is easy. It really is easy. So how do we know that it's easy? Because it's God's plan. Okay, God has a plan for me in 2023. Somebody say it back to me. God has a plan for me in 2023. And I want y'all to know how we gonna get there. I want y'all to repeat after me. It's gonna be with ease, under grace, in perfect ways. That is to undergird you with your Matthew 11 and 30. Say it again. With ease, under grace, in perfect ways. Y'all believe it this morning? Come on and put your hands together if you believe it. God has a plan. And since it's the beginning of the new year, we're going to get to eat together today. Praise God. But not only that, the Holy Spirit says, we are going to remember our baptism this morning, because it's through the waters of baptism that we are able to keep going and fulfill God's plan. I asked y'all this time last year, and I ask it here and there through the year, but when was the last time you thought of your baptism? Remember your baptism. Because, see, our baptism is that constant washing. It's that constant restoring. It's the constant refreshing of the presence of the Spirit of God in us. So remember it as often as you can. So to help us remember our baptism this morning, I want each of us to come. I'll start with this side. This side this morning, if you stand for me. I want you to come down, and I'm going to pour a little water over your hands, because not only do we want to remember our baptism, but we also want to know and remember, especially now, that whatever we are putting our hands to do, we are blessed. For whatever it is that we are doing, God has called us to do it. And not only that, God's plan for me in 2023 is to succeed. So as we remember our baptism through the water, I would like to bless your hands on your journey for the year. So if this side will come forward, we're going to have our communion, and we're going to bless our hands, okay?